Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery in these podcasts. I am a depression recovery optimist and my aim is to open you to the truth that your depression can be lifted and quickly too. Now, the cultivation of positive expectancy is absolutely central to how I work and how all good therapists will work. And all I mean by this is that both you and I have an expectation that you will get better. If expectancy is there, then it will mean that all necessary attention to your inbuilt capacity to heal and into my wisdom and experience to find and use what is needed will be there. There must be expectancy that healing is possible, for only then will our mind-body healing and problem-solving resources be activated. And to the extent that you believe you will get better and have faith in my skills, experience and knowledge, then you are already at first base. So we are talking of the placebo effect, aren't we? Or if you like, our own natural unconscious response to expecting beneficial change. Of course, the expectation has to be credible. Clients can rarely be fooled, and this goes for you too. As we are talking about subtle body language and unconscious tone of voice as much as anything else, and if it is to be cultivated effectively, it must be real. This is the main reason why I have put such effort into my website and why I keep hard evidence of my progress at every session of therapy with every client. It also means that I must have full confidence in the human given's ideas as I have learnt and adapted them to my own way of working. And that confidence grows over time as evidence becomes stronger and stronger until it becomes irrefutable. And then, after there is some improvement, both you and I can relax and feel a naturally growing confident expectation. But if there is no improvement within a few sessions, or it is not sustained, then it is absolutely critical that I remain calm and positive. This is to keep pressure off us both, and so we can both be open to whatever might be needed for healing. And if confidence is lost, and so is positive expectancy, and then the therapy is probably over. But after establishing the positive expectation of change, the requirement then widens to the shifting of all attention. It is as if all doors can be opened, and there are so many doors.